Here's another set of questions, this time from Aisha El Haddad, an MA student at the American University in Cairo, Egypt. And Aisha's asking a number of questions about the online journalism blog specifically, so I thought, as usual, I'll put them on audio boo in case anyone else asks me the same questions. The first question is, how did I think of the idea for the online journalism blog? Well, basically, I was teaching online journalism. I'd been aware of blogs for a number of years and had kind of resisted doing one myself, but felt that in order to talk about them, I needed to really understand them. So I started a blog. It wasn't about online journalism initially. I think it was first called More Blogs About Buildings and Food, and it was a typical general blog. But as I started blogging, I kind of found my focus and renamed it accordingly. I also kind of also understood things like search engine optimization, so I made sure that it was a very literal title, hence the online journalism blog. Second question, what are the biggest turning points in the history of online journalism blog? Probably the first one was when I received the first comments from, I seem to remember Mindy McAdams commenting very early on, and Martin Stabe from, I think he was at the Press Gazette at the time. And that was a turning point for me because it kind of made me realise, A, that I wasn't just doing this for myself, I wasn't just talking to myself, and because initially it was kind of an act of recording rather than an act of communication. So that's key. It also kind of made me realise the international scope of this, that I was making these connections in America, at the Press Gazette and so on. So that was something clicked in my head at that point. Other turning points off the top of my head, obviously when I published the Model for a 21st Century Newsroom, that is still significant. It's still a series of posts that has become really key to, you know, it's one of those things that people always refer to. It's become referenced quite widely, not just in the UK but internationally. I've had organisations in South America ask if they can use those ideas. So the model for the 21st Century Newsroom was key. It kind of made me realise also how powerful an idea could be, and in quite a frightening way in some ways. What other turning points? Various experiments I've done. One post which was done by Nicholas Kaiser Brill, which was The World According to Newspapers, that got tens of thousands of hits from all over the world, and it made me realise how important visuals were, because there was a lot of traffic coming from the Far East, from websites that were obviously not written in English, and the idea was they were coming because they didn't have to understand English to understand the blog post. It was a very visual blog post. So those are just three turning points I can think of. I'm sure there have been plenty of others, but I'll stick with ours. Question three. Tell us about interesting feedback you got from readers, whether online or offline. That's a difficult question to answer, really. I can't think of anything in particular, apart from people commenting in general and kind of that realisation of communication. You know, lots of people said lots of lovely things about it. It's very nice. I think the most interesting feedback is actually not the verbal or text-based feedback, but when people actually kind of plug into something that you're talking about or collaborate with you, or team up, or whatever it is. What's really interesting in terms of feedback is how ideas can gain momentum and how you can organise to get things done. Cartoon Twitter Day was a classic, actually. That's probably another turning point in the online journalism blog, which was, I think, about 2 years ago now. I did an experiment. I said, let's all turn out avatars to a cartoon character for a day, and that was lots of fun and what have you, but the fact that we could get that going, and Cartoon Twitter Day was trending. In fact, G Camp also trended a couple years ago on Twitter, so the ability to get things trending, the ability to kind of gather momentum, that's perhaps the most interesting piece of feedback. Question four, what do I wish for online journalism blog to become in addition to what it has achieved? Well, I'm trying to, and I think I kind of have now, moved it to become more of a group blog, less a platform just for me, and more a platform for a whole group of people. And that's kind of been an interesting process, because that's kind of gone through two stages. We had a group of international correspondents, if you like, who have all gone on to do really interesting things. And now the group of contributors to the blog are more diverse in their areas of focus. So Malcolm Coles, for example, is really good on search engine optimization and that kind of thing. Matt Wardman is obviously very good on the political side. So Kafka's really good at doing in-depth academic stuff, and I could go on. But So I want to continue that development and make it a place for really interesting original thought. And that's quite an odd thing to kind of manage, because I don't want to kind of claim other people's content, but I also want it to be a collaborative kind of community. So that I'd like to do more in that direction. So that's probably where I'd like to take it. Final question. How do I find blogging as a journalist and as an academic? Well, I've probably written a lot about this, and you could probably go through my posts about blogging and find a trail of how I found it. As a journalist, I find it fascinating because it does change how you work in so many ways. You know, the more you get into it, the more you digitize your work processes. So the very act of news gathering is digitized now. I bookmark everything on Delicious. I tweet a lot of stuff. I put stuff on Tumblr, so I kind of scrapbook it in some cases. And as information comes into me, I categorise it in different ways. You know, is this something for Tumblr? Is it something for Delicious? Is it something for Twitter? Is it something I'm going to blog about? I'm much more reflective. I kind of join the dots a lot more. It's a lot quicker for me to dig into backgrounds of things because I've bookmarked it along the way. And that applies as an academic as well. It's easier to kind of go back and find that article you read on this particular subject that you want to write about. And then there's obviously the relationship with the former audience, you know, that collaboration, that social nature of journalism is so much more social in terms of how you engage with others and how you work, which is incredibly rewarding compared to crafting this perfect linear narrative and then putting it out there and kind of, you know, if you're particularly neurotic, fretting about whether people like it or not. You know, you've got that instant feedback and forgiveness, if you like, for things not necessarily being perfect, but an appreciation of the effort that you've put in and a willingness to feed back into that. So, you know, that creation, that journalism is a much more collaborative process. And I've always enjoyed collaboration. I've always loved writing and producing in a group much more than I have writing on your own, because you get that kind of third person effect. So I'm actually coming as close to my maximum allocation on Audioboot as I ever have, and I'm so tempted to kind of go right up to 10 minutes, but I'll end it there. Five questions from Aisha El Haddad, an MA student at the American University in Cairo, Egypt, about the online journalism blog.